Welcome back, everybody, to the Fantasy Unleashed podcast. Josh Selway here. We are doing a thing called a mock draft today. I don't know what this is. I don't know if I've ever heard of it before, but it's on sleeper.com. And apparently you just draft players, draft a team for no reason. You just draft a team for no reason. Then you just exit the tab and it goes away. But if you know us, we're always doing best ball drafts. That's all we know. We know Underdog. We know the ADP over there. But what I want to do today is jump on Sleeper, compare drafts on Underdog to where guys are going on Sleeper. I did one of these like last week, but for the most part, I don't know how things shake out over here on Sleeper for like redraft ADP. So coming in as a best ball player with a very strong understanding of the ADP over here and going to be giving some thoughts as I go through this raw on Sleeper. 12 team half point PPR league. Going to use some observations here to make a Sleeper versus Underdog ADP comparison blog over on fantasyunleashed.com. Let's do a mock draft. Okay, start draft. Here we go. Let's see. So it's gonna put me in a spot here. Okay, I get 1.6. So the order here already wild. We have Derrick Henry going at 3 after Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, then Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry has been a big faller over on Underdog. And then Cooper Kupp at 4. And then Najee Harris, another guy who's starting to slip a little bit. Seeing some more slides on Najee. He goes 1-5. So already a fascinating start here. Puts me on the clock. Eckler's next in ADP. Dalvin Cook. Justin Jefferson. And for me, it'd be going to start here with Dalvin Cook or Austin Eckler. I'm going to go Dalvin Cook. Then Eckler goes next. Jefferson, Chase, Diggs, Joe Mixon. There goes Kelce. So this is lining up. Well, there's Nick Chubb. That's a little early on Chubb. Chubb goes at 2-4. Josh Allen. See, Josh Allen, that's way too high. Josh Allen goes at 2-6. In Underdog drafts, I'll mix in a little Josh Allen when he slips. I've got some slips on Josh Allen to like the fourth round. And that's me pricing in more value for elite quarterbacks on Underdog. So I think 2-6 for a quarterback is just absolutely outrageous, though he is far and away the number one in most people's rankings this year. So just I won't be doing it. Tyreek Hill next in ADP for my choice here. I will go wide receiver, except I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb. How do I even draft here? What's going on? Oh, there we go. CeeDee Lamb at 2-7 just because of the upside. Vacated targets there. One of the best situations for upside. I'm not completely in on CeeDee Lamb by any means. I want to be clear that I still have my reservations actually about Dallas's offense, about their ability to properly get their best players the ball the best way. But you also have to think CeeDee Lamb, that's because of how they used CeeDee Lamb last year. But you got to think CeeDee Lamb, he's so young. He's still getting better. No matter how you feel about whatever your concerns are, for me, big lesson from playing a lot of best ball, you have to look through the range of outcomes, and I'm picking mid-second round. He has the type of upside that could be special. So now I'm back on the clock in the third round, 3.6, to look at who's gone in the third round here. Aaron Jones, Leonard Fournette, that's a sweet spot right there to see, you know, to get those type of guys in the third round. If you can start CMC. And this guy went CMC, well, the computer, went CMC, A.J. Brown, who I would not be taking any A.J. Brown. That gap between CeeDee Lamb at 2-7 and A.J. Brown at 2-11, to me, in my mind, is just outrageous. That is just an outrageous gap there. We had Deebo and Tyreek Hill go in between Saquon in the second round. So who am I going to take here? Probably Mike Evans, just right off the top of ADP. I think Mike Evans, you'd have to think, starts off the year very strong. I'm looking at a couple other things here. Like James Conner's a little further down, and James Conner would be here. We still have Cam Akers over here on Sleeper ahead of James Conner. So anything notable here? Nope, the rest looks fairly normal. All right, let's go Mike Evans. So we started from the sixth spot here, got Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans. And yeah, this is just insane. We have Antonio Gibson going in the third round. We have David Montgomery going in the third round. Montgomery won in the third round. If you're doing a redraft league, that one can make sense to me. I'm not a big Montgomery guy at all, but I at least see the case because, you know, wide receivers overall get steamed up on underdog. Therefore, we're going to see some running backs go earlier here, theoretically. But coming back around, Zeke at 312. There goes Waller at 4-2. That's fairly in line. Like Deontay, Terry McLaurin, this makes sense. But the big outlier here is James Conner going a little later, 4-6. Being able to get James Conner in the middle of the fourth round is just outrageous. And here's a big discrepancy right here. Josh Jacobs going in front of James Conner, an underdog. Conner's a few rounds ahead of Jacobs. Jacobs has really moved back. So now on the clock in the fourth round, what do I want to do here? ADP for players on the board looks like DK Metcalf, Breece Hall, Dobbins. It's tempting to go with the Breece Hall here. Where are we at? 4-7. TN would be interesting to get at. I mean, Michael Pittman, that's one of the biggest gaps right there. Oh, that would be such a thing I would do, too, if this was a real draft. Take Michael Pittman, go three receivers in a row. But big observation there is Pittman is still behind Amari Cooper over here. So that needs to change. I mean, Michael Pittman should be all the way up. He should be the top player on ADP right now. So for this team, though, I'm going to take Breece Hall for a redraft. I will be keeping an eye on – I don't want to go really that much higher on Breece Hall than that. I definitely think he has the upside, but just he's just not a guy I'm going to be – you know, I'm not going to be reaching on him. So on this made-up team I'm doing now, Joe Burrow just went as one, two, three. Is that the fourth quarterback off the board? Wow. Let me look at the quarterback situation. Could stack Dak. But Michael Pittman there here in the fifth is just outrageous. That's way too much overall fantasy volume. I would consider going Kyler to make sure I get one of the elite quarterbacks, but you know, this is going to be realistic because Michael Pittman's going to be moved way up by the time most people are doing drafts, redrafts. So he will move up. But for this team, I'm going to do it just to make it as outrageous as possible. Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans, Breece Hall. Got the vet, got the rookie. And Kyler almost made it back to me. Oh, man, I could go the next guy up at ADP now, coming back to the sixth round. So we saw some running backs go ahead of me. We saw Damian Harris go. And, yeah, basically what you would expect coming over from an underdog is that some of these running backs, especially just for redraft more generally, are moved up significantly. CEH in the sixth round, Miles Sanders in the sixth round, Damian Harris, who's late ninth round guy over an underdog, he's going in the sixth round over here. Elijah Mitchell, 5-12. Again, this is only one mock draft, but it's a computer basically just going by ADP. So just as a general idea, this is enlightening. So Jalen Hurts here is the pick. I'm going to add Jalen Hurts as to be able to get him in the late six with that kind of start already is just absurd. So coming back now, Darnell Mooney's the first guy on the board in the seventh round. And personally, the way I play, I'd be very interested in Darnell Mooney here with the way the upside is here. I'm guessing these, I didn't even check like the league settings for what kind of roster I'm building. I don't care. I always try to get, if there's a receiver like Pittman or any of these upside guys, that's tend to be where I go just naturally. So in real life, I'd be considering adding like a Mooney here because Mooney's going much higher, about a round higher on underdog. He's one of those receivers that have seen their prices rise. So I'm just going to do that. So obviously I'll need a tight end. Oh, we still got Zach Ertz out there. So if I could get Zach Ertz in the eighth, address tight end here. Pretty sweet spot for receiver. So this translates to basically the fifth, sixth, the seventh round guys. Except Garrett Wilson going way higher in redraft right now on underdog. I mean, he was still going. You know, you're getting him in the ninth round. And over here he goes at 7-9. He goes ahead of Elijah Moore, goes ahead of Brandon Ayuk, ahead of Rashad Bateman. Bateman, big discrepancy in his pricing here. I mean, Bateman going after Treylon Burks is just insane. Treylon Burks went at 7-3. That is sickening. Shouldn't happen. All right, let me see. Who do I want to take next? I could take Devonta Smith, just go crazy deep at receiver and get a stack. But I'm going to go Tony Pollard here, add some running back depth, and hope that Zach Ertz makes it back to me. Tony Pollard remains, to me, one of the potentially most valuable pieces in fantasy football. Gabe Davis at 8-10. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. That's a problem. Son of a bitch. I get sniped on Zach Ertz in my fake draft by someone who already has Dallas Goedert. What's going on, sleeper? All right, I'm just not going to draft the tight end now. So, yeah, Gabe Davis, though, going at 8-10. Boy, he's an early fifth rounder, even higher on underdog now, fourth rounder. Rashad Bateman, Gabe Davis, some big discrepancies there. This is wild. All right, on the clock in the ninth round, let's just add. God, Trey Lance is still out there in the ninth round. This is just a bad example of a draft. Trey Lance is going to be steamed way up. I'd probably go just Rashad Penny on this team. Add some running back depth. And also, I don't really care. Claypool, Melvin Gordon. So Christian Watson goes in the 10th. Oh, Kadarius Toney goes in the 10th. Toney, one of the biggest risers overall on underdog. And now I'm going to take Alan Lazard. I'm just not going to pick a tight end. I'm going to take Alan Lazard in the 10th round because it's way too late. I could get Cole Kmet. Oh, no. Listen. In life, just never sweat because Irv Smith is out there. Okay? Irv Smith is out there whenever you need him. Russell Gage in the 11th round. Dear God. Kenny Golladay. I mean, I have a ton of Golladay, but I don't like it. Ton of Golladay in best ball. Just way too much. I'm just going to reach on Irv. Yeah, baby. Irv, Dalvin Cook, Vikings offense, wheels up. Let's look at some of these other. Who else is going here? Yeah, Russell Gage, that's a, man, great for redraft, too. To be able to get someone like him with his early production that late in redraft, I mean, he's going to move up, but even 7th, 8th round? Yeah, I said that. Okay, 8th. Man, I don't know. He's a valuable piece to me. So Justin Fields is available here in the 12-7. How many running backs do I have? Dalvin Cook, Breece Hall, Tony Pollard, Rashad Penny. Man, there's some juice there. I'm going to take Justin Fields. I'm going to take a second quarterback just because he's the last guy that could really be special. Daniel Jones could have some juice with the new offense. But, you know, being able to get a Justin Fields, even though I have Jalen Hurts already, that's okay. All right, let me just pick some random players now. They got kickers on here. That was an oversight. Jalen Tolbert. Yeah, let's add a rookie behind CeeDee Lamb. Actually, obviously, I would not have taken Jalen Tolbert there. I'm just finishing out this draft. So, some really notable observations to look. Obviously, a lot of these guys, the key is now is going to be realizing how much higher they go, like a Lazard in the 10th, Darnell Mooney in the 7th, and comparing that to, you know, we know that wide receivers go higher in underdog, so pricing them accordingly to regular drafts for redraft purposes, while also considering how the rest of the offseason is going to play out once more people start drafting. That's what I'm going to be doing in the blog post over on fantasyunleashed.com. Final team here. Let's look at this draft. Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb. This is from the sixth spot. Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans, Breece Hall. Breece Hall is an RB2. Okay. Michael Pittman. That's, this team is basically impossible. Jalen Hurts, Darnell Mooney, Tony Pollard, Rashad Penny in the ninth. Let me see. Oh my God. Kenneth Walker went at 6'8". 6'8". Three rounds later for Rashad Penny. Alan Lazard in the 10th round. Irv Smith is my tight end at 11'6". Justin Fields for some quarterback depth. Justin Fields in the 12th. Yeah, like continue to have no faith in Chicago, but I mean, whatever. They're free. Is there any other tight ends? I'm just going to draft. Where's Brevin Jordan? Did he get picked? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, Rob Tonyan. Okay. Yeah, if Tonyan will stay, I mean, Tonyan should be next to Irv. Should be up by Irv, so that's sticking out. Oh, I didn't draft the defense. And if you don't have to, why would you? All right, so I'm going to write a blog post about this. Got an ADP pod coming later in the week. Going to do something with Beaver. We'll talk to you all then. Thank you for listening.